So please find a posture you can sustain for 45 minutes. Just seeing, you know, how you're feeling right now after the meal. If you had something to eat, how the body is tired or full from the food. Just noticing that. So at this session, I'd like to guide you through all the three Brahmaviharas. And starting with metta. Which is that basic quality, which you know, is the foundation of all the other Brahmaviharas also. That basic quality of opening the heart. And we can use an image in order to evoke that. An image of some sweet being, like a baby or a kitten or a little dog or whatever works for you. So bringing up that image, and if you like also the mantra, may all beings be happy. And while you're doing this, just noticing if there is a sensation welling up in your heart area. May all beings be happy. And we can compare it with the sun at noon, which shines on everything equally. And with the in-breath, you know, savoring that sensation in the heart area. And with the out-breath, spreading it out throughout your whole body. And beyond the body. And sitting in an orb of metta. You're not forcing the metta to radiate up, just letting it be. Just as we have been chanting in the morning, around and everywhere, above and below, and another classic image for metta is a mother who protects her child. The love of a mother who wishes all the best for her child. And just really being in touch with that sensation, the quality of the physical experience of the metta in the heart area, how it is a wells up from like a spring. It's an innate quality we all share, and we can cultivate that quality. It can't be lost, but it can be covered over. And then we're going to shift from metta to karuna, to compassion. And for that, you know, we use a different image. Maybe, you know, the image of a mother sitting at the sick bed of her child. And, you know, she'd take on the suffering of the child if she could. She wishes the child, may the child be free from all harm. May the child be well. And probably you can, you know, feel that in your heart area, the shift of the quality. And the mantra would be, may all beings be free from harm and the intention to harm. Can be compared with the sun setting in the evening. May all beings be free from harm and the intention to harm. And with the in-breath, Feeling the quality of the karuna and with the out breath, allowing it to spread out through the body and beyond. This karuna is a quality of wishing beings be free from harm and also getting ready to act if needed. But not as a reaction, but as a response to what is appropriate, what works. So karuna is metta, turn towards the difficulties of others. So the opening of the heart of metta turns towards the hardship of another. And then we can change to mudita, appreciative joy or sympathetic joy, gladness. And that is the image of the sun in the morning rising and the brilliance of the sun rays in the dewdrops on the grass. And the bird singing, or a mother, being proud of her child, which was successful in a particular task, maybe in school or in the sports or in something. And the mantra would be, "May all beings enjoy good fortune." And feeling how that feels in the heart area. It's again a shift, it's a different quality. It is an uplifting quality. So we're energizing in a very subtle way, you know, giving us energy to you know, have the confidence that we can also excel. There's three different facets of the Brahmaviharas: metta, the opening of the heart, karuna, turning the open heart towards the hardship of another, and mudita, turning the open heart towards the good fortune of another. The sun at noon, the sun in the evening when it sets, and the sun in the morning, sunrise. The three different innate qualities we all have, which we can cultivate, familiarize ourselves more with those qualities. And allowing the mudita just to radiate out throughout the body and then in front of you. To one side, the back, the other side, above and below. Sitting in an orb of mudita and really, you know, savoring that very subtle energy of joy which opens the mind and the heart. And taking that feeling of mudita and the spaciousness, taking that as an object for the mind to, you know, rest on. So when the mind is temporarily free from any of the hindrances, just open and spacious, being aware of the body sitting and breathing, and at the same time being aware of how that feels, mudita. The expansiveness of the mind. By also being aware of the spaciousness. And you know, those Brahmaviharas, they have those three layers, those three levels. You know, the innate level, which can never be lost, which we all have, and you know, we work with it to cultivate it and strengthen it through familiarizing ourselves with it. And then the next level is, you know, be the recommended way of relating in the world. Ideally, you know. The precepts also help us with that. You know, sense of, you know, caring and interest, how we impact the world around us. And the third level would be, you know, expected behavior of an fully awakened being. As an expression of awakening. So an innate capacity which cannot be lost, then a way of, you know, of training oneself as good as we can to live in that way, and then, you know, as an expression of awakening. And really, you know, becoming aware how the subtle feeling of joy and well-being, which comes from a mind which is spacious and wide open, not contracting around any thing, any story. The mind which is temporarily liberated from attachment, like it gives us a taste of what is possible. Some teachers call that like a little, quote unquote, little nibbana, little taste of nibbana. Even the hindrances are just in abeyance and are still there in a dormant state, but at the moment they are in abeyance and we have this taste of the mind released from attachment. So this is a double joy, the joy of the good fortune of others and then the joy of the liberated mind. An example also for an unworldly pleasant feeling tone. It's nothing to do with greed, but it's a fruit of letting go. So now, you know, let an image arise in your mind of such a being, you know, an awakened being, steady and loving. Maybe a teacher, you know, you have met, or, you know, someone you have just seen on photos, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, or a historic being, someone, you know, who embodies this Brahma Viharas for you. You know, and feel their wisdom and steadiness, and how they care, you know, from a place of strength and love. And just allow them to show you what is possible. And they smile at you, and you smile back. And you know, those same qualities they display, they also live within you. And that's why you can recognize them and visualize them. You know, taking that mirroring from this special being. You know, and receive that mirroring and allow your heart and your mind and your body, you know, to be filled with that. That knowing that you have those same qualities, they are innate qualities for all human beings and they cannot be lost. And then that being, you know, reaches under his or her robe and pulls out a special gift for you. A clear symbol of what you need to stay steady, loving and strong. And they place that gift into your hands. And then, you know, you look at it and maybe you have to take it out of a little box or unwrap it. And if you can't see it clearly, hold it to the light and see what symbol did they give to you. A clear symbol of what you need for this year, you know, to keep your heart steady and your mind clear. To support your aspiration, which you have shared with us yesterday, a clear symbol of what you need, you know, to support this aspiration to flourish in 21. So look at the symbol and take it in, what it is. And take in that, you know, that feeling of really being seen by someone who has that capacity to really care. And then you offer like a gesture of gratitude, little bow and thanking them for the gift. And they say, you know, we are here with you. And you can call on us anytime. To steady your heart and to be as we are. And you can feel, you know, that they are inside yourself. Because we all have those same capacities, those same innate qualities. We all have that capacity for steadiness and love in the midst of it all, in the ups and downs, the joys and the sorrows. And really, you know, feeling that you too have that wisdom and courage. And we have the practices to steady ourselves in those qualities and to cultivate them and to bring them forth ever more. Until, you know, they become a quality of awakening which is unshakable.